NAVSUP Publication 485, Volume 1, Naval Supply Procedures, A Float Supply, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 8. 1. What is the technical authority for developing and implementing methods to maintain accountability of government property? NAVSUP. 2. Which section of Title 10 U.S. Code authorizes the Secretary of the Navy to accept and care for gifts of silver and other valuable articles presented to the United States by states, municipalities, organizations, individuals, or other sources, and is the basic authority to expend operational funds to care for such gifts? Section 7221. 3. Who is the only individual who can accept silver gifts of a value in excess of $60,000? Secretary of the Navy, SecNav. 4. The NAVSUP commander is authorized to accept gifts of silver of a value less than which amount? $12,000. 5. What is presentation silver that is received by a ship as a gift classified as? Namesake silver. 6. It is strongly recommended that silver be reappraised every how many years? 5. 7. Within how many days of the receipt of donated presentation silver must a complete inventory of all donated items be sent to Commander, Naval Supply Systems Command? 60. 8. Commands with a presentation silver inventory valued at or above which amount should carefully evaluate their security procedures and consider integrating presentation silver security procedures into the ship's organization and regulations manual. $90,000. 9. What is the recommended humidity for storing silver? 35%. 10. How often must each command having custody of presentation silver appraised at $90,000 or more submit an itemized inventory report to Commander, Naval Supply Systems Command? Annually. 11. Within how many hours after discovery must missing or destroyed silver be reported to NAVSUP November 3/4? 48. 12. Which itemized form will be used for turn-in of presentation silver or other valuable gifts? DD Form 1149. 13. Who is the Command Hazmat Afloat Program Coordinator? Supply Officer, SUPO. 14. How often at a minimum must the Supply Officer coordinate a shipwide physical inventory of all hazmat? Annually. 15. What is the minimum required pay grade to be appointed as a hazmat supervisor? E5. 16. How often must the executive officer review the ship's training plan to ensure hazmat awareness training is included? Annually. 17. How often must the hazmat coordinator provide training to HazminSen personnel on the proper receipt, stowage, inventory management, handling, issuing, spill response, and disposal procedures? Quarterly. 18. How often must all supply department personnel receive shelf life management training? Annually. 19. What is a two-position alphanumeric code used to provide a means of categorizing hazmat for proper receipt, handling, storage, process, and management? Hazardous Characteristics Code, Hotel Charlie Charlie. 20. Which system provides material data safety sheet information to assist users in managing hazmat so that the risk involved in the performance of various jobs is minimized? Hazardous Material Information Resource System, Hotel Mike India, Romeo Sierra. 21. How many formats is the Hazardous Material Information Resource System database available in? 2. 22. Which list contains information on potentially dangerous chemicals and substances controlled and managed under the Hazardous Material Afloat Program? Ship's Hazardous Material List, Sierra Hotel, Mike Lima. 23. Which instruction identifies the ship's hazardous material list as the authorized list of hazmat that may be carried or used aboard Navy ships? OPNAV Instruction 5100.19. 24. Technical authority must respond to feedback reports within how many working days after notification from NAVSUP Whiskey Sierra Sierra? 2. 25. What percentage of the ship's hazmat volume consists of used or hazmat contaminated rags? 35%. 26. Flammable items stowed in the flammable liquid storeroom are those items assigned special material content codes of D, F, G, and what else? Z, Zulu. 27. Which special material content codes are assigned to items required to be kept in the acid locker? V and J, Victor and Juliet. 28. Approved WorkCenter hazmat storage lockers will contain no more than how many days of hazmat stock on hand? 7. 29. Calcium hypochlorite bins or lockers should be located above the waterline and at least how many feet away from any point heat source or surface that may exceed 100 degrees Fahrenheit? 5. 30. When it is known or suspected that acetylene cylinders have been stowed on their sides, they will not be used until they have been in a vertical position for a minimum of how many hours? 2. 31. Aerosol cylinders will burst if exposed to heat sources in excess of which temperature? 120 degrees Fahrenheit. 32. Which program is essential for each ship to manage its hazmat inventory? Hazardous Inventory Control System for Windows, Hotel India, Charlie Sierra, Whiskey India, November. 33. How often should the Hazardous Inventory Control System for Windows database be archived? Quarterly. 34. What provides central management for ozone-depleting substances products? Defense Logistics Agency, Delta Lima Alpha. 35. What is used to requisition ozone-depleting substances? Millstrip. 36. What are those Navy-managed items which, based on unit cost, annual demand, difficulty of repair, or other economic considerations, have been selected by cognizant inventory managers for special inventory control? Depot-level repairables, Delta Lima Romeos. 37. What are depot-level repairables which may be locally repaired known as? Local Repair Cycle Assets, Lima Romeo, Charlie Alpha. 38. How many tiers is the pricing system established for depot-level repairable material? 2. 39. Which site must excess ready for issue repairables be turned into per TICOM directives at the earliest opportunity? Residual Asset Management, Romeo Alpha Mike. 40. Which form will be used to document depot-level repairable item losses? DD Form 200. 41. How often must afloat activities conduct inventories of all depot-level repairables? Annually. 42. Which web system is used for processing, shipping, and tracking depot-level repairables both afloat and ashore? Electronic Retrograde Management System, Echo Romeo Mike Sierra. 43. Which program has been established by NAVSUP Whiskey Sierra Sierra to provide a global network of logistics sites which can provide packaging and transportation services as well as act as an electronic retrograde management system processing site for those without electronic retrograde management system access? Advanced Traceability and Control, Alpha Tango Alpha Charlie. 44. Which instruction contains detailed advanced traceable and control operating procedures? COMFISC Instruction 4421.1. 45. Which program provides on-the-job training to sailors and marines in proper depot-level repairable packaging and electronic retrograde management system procedures? Technical Assistance for Repairables Processing, TARP. 46. What is the set of design and development parameters that assure that Navy assets are packaged in a way that is compatible with the various handling, storage, and transportation elements that comprise the Navy, DoD, and worldwide supply chains? Packaging, Handling, Storage, and Transportation, Papa Hotel, Sierra, and Tango. 47. How many logistics elements are there in the integrated logistics process? 10. 48. What is the Navy program for recording packaging discrepancies? Web SDR, Sierra Delta Romeo. 49. What is the two-tiered pricing system offered by NAVSUP Whiskey Sierra Sierra for depot-level repairables called? Depot-level repairable exchange program. 50. What fills requisitions, establishes carcass tracking records, and processes carcass receipts? Navy ERP, Navy Echo Romeo Papa. 51. which codes are depot level repairables defined by Source Maintenance and Recoverability, Sierra, Mike, and Romeo. 52. API Standard 540, along with which other standard, are the accepted Navy standards for computing the volume or weight for bulk deliveries or bulk receipts, issues, or transfers of fuels and lubricants. ASTM Standard Delta 1250. 53. DD Form 1348-1 Alpha, DD Form 1149, or which other form may be used to document receipts of fuel. DD Form 1155. 54. Which form will be used to requisition packaged petroleum products? DD Form 1348-1 Alpha. 55. Which series provides a complete listing of U.S. government fuel sources? NAVSUP Instruction 4026.1. 56. Which form will be used to document receipts of fuel under fuel exchange agreements? DD Form 1149. 57. What are used to document fuel moved from government-owned fuel stocks? Government Bills of Lading, Gulf, Bravo, Lima. 58. Which form will be used to document losses when fuel cargo quantities are contaminated beyond reclamation? DD Form 200. 59. What is the primary allowance document of the Navy Expeditionary Combat Forces? Table of Allowance, Tango Oscar Alpha. 60. Who formulates the doctrine and policy for all Naval Expeditionary Combat Forces and approves all NECC TOAs and any changes that affect a command's mission? Chief of Naval Operations, Charlie November Oscar. 61. What has the goal of receiving, stowing, issuing, and accounting for inventories of Class II supplies in a central warehouse to support all expeditionary commands in the region, rather than each command and unit stocking common personal gear issue items? Central Issue Facility, Charlie India Foxtrot. 62. Issue of civilian clothing for deploying personnel is not authorized for personnel deploying for a period of less than how many days? 15. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.